So you know you need insurance. Well, today's episode is about how to get it right and how to get it for less.
Welcome to the Tradies Business Show, helping you get off the tools and into true business ownership so you can spend more time doing the things that matter most. Now, here are your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark.
And welcome to another episode of the Tradies Business Show. And Warwick, we are a quarter of a century old today.
The big 25. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Well, it was, wasn't it?
Oh, I was talking about my 25th birthday. I don't remember the party that much. Anyway, thanks for sticking with us, listeners. Great to hit another milestone.
And they said we'd never last.
That's right. That's right.
Now, one of the biggest things we hear from tradies is issues around cash flow and getting payment out of customers. And so we're really happy to have Myob PayDirect as a supporter of the show and their mobile payment solution.
That's right. And look, one of the easiest ways to improve your cash flow is to get paid on the spot when you've done a job. So with the PayDirect solution, you can get paid at the client's premises. It's got a cool little card reader that talks to your smartphone, and you can pretty much just swipe the client's card through it, FBOS or credit card, and get paid on the spot. So thank you to MYOB for supporting that. And if you want to find out more about it, go to tradiesbusinessshow.com/MYOB.
And we thought also we would check out a few reviews of the show, which we haven't done for a little while. So listen out at the end and we'll read some of our wonderful reviews out.
The report card is still rolling in. But today's episode, look, we are talking insurance again. It's like second time around. We didn't learn our lesson the first time, did we? But it's a really important topic, isn't it? And, you know, we've got someone who really does know about insurance specifically for tradies because that's all they do.
That's right. And it's something we hear all the time, complaining about their insurance and having to pay it. So we thought it'd be good to get somebody on that knows about it, how to save on it, and the best thing that is for the industry.
And we get that you know you need insurance. So, you know, we bang on about it, and I'm sure you've heard it plenty of times sitting there listening to this show. So we wanted to really focus today on some ways to get it right and to maybe find some ways to save some money on it so you can get covered for a little bit less. And there's a couple of really cool things that I didn't even know about, actually, some insurance policies that you can get to really make sure you're protected out there.
That's right. So I really hope you enjoy our episode today with Ross Forbes from Tradeshaw.
Let's get into it. So welcome to the Tradies Business Show, Ross Forbes from Tradeshaw.
Thanks, Warwick, and congratulations for you and Michaela for doing a great job for tradies. I hope they all benefit.
Great, thank you.
Thanks, mate. We're certainly getting some positive feedback. So, Ross, tell us a little more about yourself and about Tradeshaw, how you got started, and maybe a bit more about the business.
Warwick, well, actually, I've been in this business a long time, but we decided, I've been over 30 years in the same business, but we actually decided to specialise in insurance for subcontractors because, one, there's a whole lot of subcontractors in our area, but we could really see there was a need for what we would, for that particular niche in the market. Not only that we could sell them insurance, but someone to actually look after them and specialise in their insurance needs.
Cool. And you were one of the pioneers in the industry, certainly. Have you seen more players into the market, and what's been your experience with that?
Well, there's certainly more players into the market. I mean, the good thing for us is they're always chasing us. I mean, being in first and being what we class ourselves as the market leader is a great thing because we do things and then everyone else tends to follow. So there's been a bit of joy for us and I suppose a bit of recognition in that regard.
And so how's the business grown over the few years since you've started? What changes have you seen in the industry?
Well, Michaela's been – well, the business has grown a lot. I mean, you could think we had no tradies 7 years ago and now we've got – I think we come to 10,000 policies at the end of this month, which my staff keep reminding me about because they're in for a bit of a celebration and a beer on a Friday night. But we're – well, I mean, they've earned it. They do a great job and they are dedicated to helping tradies, which is fantastic. So that's where we're up to at the moment.
Great. And often insurance is a reluctant purchase but a necessary purchase for most businesses. Why should tradies have this insurance and what peace of mind will it give them?
Okay, Michaela, this might surprise you, but we really get that they don't really want to buy it much at all.
Get out of here, really? Everyone loves insurance, don't they, Ross?
And I get that they're probably not going to park their car out the side of a Hungry Jack's or something looking forward to a purchase. But we also understand how necessary it is for them. And insurance, a lot of the guys buy it because they've been told to buy it by their builder or by their contractor or whatever, but it's really the wrong reason. Particularly things like public liability is there to protect them and their assets. So if someone sued them for injury or damage to property, and you know how the legal fraternity go with those sort of things these days. There is some protection. Well, it's not some, but they're protected by their public liability policy.
And I know something that you do that makes it easier for them is the pay-by-the-month scenarios.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people have paid by the month, but ours is actually exactly the same price. There's no extra to pay it monthly because we realise that most tradies preferred that. Something like 99% of our total trade book is paid by the month at no extra cost because it suits them. You know, they have their fuel bill monthly. They've often got their material bill monthly, whatever. And it's just a monthly amount. It's simple to administer. And we always keep a check on it anyway. For instance, if it went off the rails, we'd let them know.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a good way for budgeting and cash flow is to have that broken down.
And the thing about paying by the month as well, Ross, is, you know, if for any really unforeseen reason they miss a monthly payment, the policy doesn't lapse, does it?
No, it doesn't. Actually, we've got a situation, the insurance companies always advise us, and they never cancel the policy without letting us know. So it's, the cancellation's actually got to come from us. Yes, we've had no success with that guy, or he's not working as a tradie anymore, or whatever it might be. So we're in pretty much in control of what happens, and we always let the tradie know before that before any cancellation occurs.
So we talk about insurance being a bit of a necessity or grudge purchase. I don't know, we sit here and say, you know, that's the wrong reason to have it, but look, you must have some horror stories, Ross, about people who have not had cover and lost things or thought about it and didn't do anything about it, but it was too late. I mean, have you got any stories that you can share with us, mate?
Well, actually, just recently a guy rang me, said he wanted to insure his tools, and he was actually a builder, this guy. But the reason he wanted to insure his new tools because his trailer and the $30,000 worth of tools got knocked off the week before. Mm. So they're the sort of stories that we find, you know, there is an avenue there, and there really isn't much of an excuse because the cost of doing that is actually fairly competitive, more competitive than it used to be. And it's really up to tradies to take responsibility for that, and insurance is one way of doing it.
So just to give us an idea, what kind of tools insurance, what would that be worth?
Well, surprisingly, it's a lot cheaper than it used to be, as I've mentioned, but generally speaking, it's just a bit over $30 a thousand per year. So, for instance, something like $10,000 worth of tools, I think our annual premium is about $330 a year. So just divide that by 12 and you've got your monthly premium.
Yeah, and a couple of years ago, it used to be more than that, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, when we entered the market, it was certainly more than that. It was probably double that.
Yep.
So what we did, we refined the cover a little bit just to cover the main things and take out some of the covers the insurance company give you that they're never likely to pay out on. And we approached them and came up with what we call a solution that would suit the client.
Yeah,
I mean, that's how it's going to work, because if the client's not going to work for them, there's not going to be anyone going to purchase the product anyway.
Yeah, and tradies like to know that businesses understand how they work and how they operate and what they really need. So as advisors, you're able to offer that specialty service for things like their insurance.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've been doing it, you know, for that long now that we really got a handle on it. We know what they need when it comes claim time. It really, you know, it does flow surprisingly quickly. And sure, our phone rings from, you know, this morning I got my first call up past 5. But that's part of what we do, is that someone needed some insurance to get on site. We didn't give it to them up past 5, by the way, but we got it to them about 8:30. But it's still it's a facility that you're probably not going to get anywhere else.
Yep.
And that's one of the things about dealing with someone that is an advisor rather than directly with the insurance companies is you guys literally go into bat for your clients, don't you?
Absolutely. We look at that as a really important part of our job, not just something we do.
Yep. And so come claim time, you know, it's not something that we necessarily want to experience, and I know our listeners don't want to have anything knocked off, but if they did have to make a claim, you guys are actually, you know, it sounds like a bit of us and them mentality, but you're working for your clients, aren't you?
Well, yeah.
Not for the insurance company.
Well, that's right. I mean, technically speaking, we're authorised representatives for the insurer, but our client is obviously the person who pays us, and they've got our best interests at heart. We've had a claim recently. Only yesterday I was in Brisbane negotiating with the insurer on a settlement, but it was over $1 million claim on a tradie. So, you know, they do happen. And, of course, tradies think it's not going to be them, but, you know, a simple claim where a kid got impaled on a piece of steel sticking up from a construction site, the kid shouldn't have been there, all that sort of stuff, but the solicitors got hold of it and now you've got $1 million claim on your hands.
Yeah, and often going through an advisor as opposed to directly to an insurance agent, obviously you can get something often cheaper than they can going direct.
Well, yeah, we like to think so. Yeah. But price is important. We really get that. But we're also into the full service and giving them advice around the insurance that they should have. And also one of the things we do is actually tell them what they haven't got, because then they can establish for themselves what risks they're covering. So we like them to know that they don't have to take out insurance to do that, but we try to give them a full picture on where they stand.
So it raises the question of, I guess, reviewing what you've got. You know, if I'm a tradie and I've got insurance cover, I've probably just tuned out from this show because I'm thinking, well, I'm already sorted. You know, I've got cover in place. I've done it direct with an insurance company. But you were saying earlier, Ross, there's actually value in reviewing it, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. I mean, we review it with our clients regularly, which is keep them up to date, because there's nothing worse than doing the insurance and then find because they didn't do something or they weren't aware of something that they're not covered for a claim. And we're right onto them in terms of keeping those sort of things updated. You know, there's a whole raft of things going on that, but they're usually a 5-minute conversation, you know, once a year. It doesn't take much.
So I guess you deal with a lot of tradies yourselves, but also you would hear a lot of gripes about the industry. What's some of the things that you hear out there?
Well, Michaela, I don't want to criticise tradies, of course, because I know how great they
are. We're here to help.
But I've heard a few stories, and I suppose the most common gripe we come across is that they don't get back to clients when they don't turn up. There's no doubt, because people are often sitting there waiting, or they're going to get back to them and they don't, and they leave things to the last minute. And, of course, the longer they leave it, basically for the customer, which they've got to understand, the worse it gets. So when something goes wrong, and it doesn't always go right, but people are generally forgiving, providing you get onto them and say, listen, I'm sorry, I can't get there at 10 o'clock, they're really understanding. But if you don't contact them, the consequences probably aren't all that flash.
What's some of the biggest, I suppose, challenges you see your clients facing? You mentioned earlier, you know, you guys are about to approach 10,000 policies out there. You're dealing with a lot of tradies on a regular basis. What's some of the common mistakes, perhaps, you see tradies making in their businesses?
Well, I think part of what we're talking about here today, I think if I had one advice to some tradies is that they don't see themselves as a business. And I've got news for you guys and girls out there, the B in your ABN stands for business. And really, what I'd really encourage you to do is look at yourself as business people and not just the tradie who goes to work at, you know, 6:30 in the morning and comes home at 4 in the afternoon. I mean, there's a lot more to, and the smart tradies are the ones who grab hold of this, who have websites, who have all the modern business facilities that are available to them, who will go ahead. And I know it's a bit of a pain, and at my age, it's more of a pain, I can tell you. However, but you know, that's what they really do. They need to view themselves as a business and act like a business.
When did that happen for you, Ross? I mean, you've been in business for a number of years now, but, you know, I'll be really facetious here, mate, and say if you can remember back that far, mate.
Well, it wasn't last week, and that's about as far back as I can remember.
When did that shift take place for you, and kind of what was the cause of that shift for you?
Well, I think for me, I work for somebody else, like a lot of people, but I wanted to be in business and I wanted to make a difference by being in business as well, not only to my own family and our own financial situation, but to the people I looked after. And I think I'm lucky I come from a great family who have been helping a lot of people for many, many years. So it was always going to happen for me and I didn't really have to make a decision about it, it just occurred. But, you know, I think once you make the decision, and I think it's always sometimes almost a little bit frightening, but once you make the decision, it's never as hard as you think. I mean, when you bought your first home and you got a mortgage, you didn't know how you're going to pay it, and a couple of years later you said, gee, that was easy. Well, it's not much difference to being in business, but the other thing is you've got to keep up to date with current business trends and demands.
Yeah. And so what's a risk that you've taken in business? Because we're always saying that, you know, it's important to get out of your comfort zone and to grow the business. So what's some of the risks that you've taken?
Well, probably the biggest risk that I took was when I came home and told my wife we're selling the house.
That's a pretty
So, yeah, the look in her eyes told me she probably wasn't all that happy with that. But, you know, it was just a matter of being confident, because I said, you know, and I did say to her, we'll get another house. It's going to take a couple of years, but we will. And that's exactly what occurred. So it's about backing yourself. And if you know you can do it, you know, my advice to people is have a go.
Yeah.
And often those risks pay off big time as well. I want to just backtrack a little bit and talk about some really exciting specific insurance stuff. But look, it's something that I see a lot of tradies just aren't aware of some of the things that are available. I know we've talked about tool cover, but there's another one in particular, contract works cover, that I think is really important for our listeners to find out bit more about, Ross. So can you tell us about that, mate?
Yeah, actually, we did a bit of market research. We were lucky enough, all the builders were referring a lot of the subbies to us because they needed insurance to start work, but we really had not much of an offering from the builders themselves. We had, you know, they could do their tools and their vehicles, but we looked at the contract works, and we've actually come up with a really competitive premium for contract works. And unlike anywhere else we can find in Australia, an annual contract works policy with us can be paid monthly at no extra cost. So they avoid either a one-up premium, which often affects their cash flow, or a lot of brokers particularly will finance their premium, which costs them probably an extra 10 or 15%. For Tradeshaw, we just, once again, divide by 12 and away you go, and we can't find anyone else in Australia who's doing that.
And so that cover is important for what sort of situations?
Well, for the annual for small builders as well as big builders, I mean, it'll cover all the work when they start it. They don't have to notify us. It's all automatically covered. There's some things around that where we give them the information to make sure that they're covered all the time. But any contract they start within that 12 months of the policy is automatically picked up by that policy.
So, Ross, what's next for yourself and Tradeshaw and the team, mate? What are the plans in the wings?
Well, the plans are to keep doing what we're doing a lot of and actually to grow the business and get more tradies. So that's always our number one priority. But we're also streamlining our computer system to make sure that they can buy it over online much easier than it has been in the past. We always like a conversation with them as well, even if they do that, but that's going to make it easier for them. And we're also currently with our marketing people also trying to get some stuff on our website, which will be information from them, which is not insurance related, but might help them in their business. And this is what you guys are doing. I suppose it's part of that.
Great. So how can people find out more about Tradeshaw, and do you have any special offers that you can offer our listeners?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of, the best way to contact Tradeshaw is just go to the website at tradeshaw.com.au, which has all relevant information and all the everything that you're going to need, where their phone numbers and everything are there as well. But we have got some offers if they're interested, but a couple of those offers are always, they're going to be current, and they're going to be current for the next 12 months, so you can run with those, and they will review your current insurances just at no obligation. If they're really good and we say, look, you know, you're not going to do any better than this, we'll advise you to pay them, don't change. But we've also got a 20% off our travel insurance through the other side of our business, which is the business side. So if they ring our Tradeshaw number, they'll get 20% off all travel insurance that they do, which will cover them here and overseas.
Nice. So for the next surf trip to Bali, make sure you get hold of Ross first.
Yeah, well, that's it. Actually, one thing about that travel insurance, where if I could say something, is that a lot of people, when they hire cars, they pay a little bit of money extra. So they're paying $30 to cover the excess. Well, the travel insurance automatically covers that. So you don't have to pay that money. So we've actually got some people who just take the travel insurance out because they hire cars regularly, so they don't have to pay the $30 every time they hire one.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
Good tip. There you go. It was worth listening to that whole episode about insurance just to find out how you can save on rental cars next time. Well, look, it's been great having you in the studio, Ross. I know we could talk for hours about insurance and put everyone to sleep, but look, it is a really important thing to have. And, you know, we talk on the show about protecting the things that are important to us, and one of those is our capacity to earn an income in our businesses. So you know, for the cost of a carton of beer a month, you know, you can make sure that you're back on the ground and running in less than a week in some cases, if things do go amiss. So mate, thanks for coming in the studio, and all the best with hitting 10,000 and planning the celebration.
Fantastic, Warwick. I hope you guys have, and everyone else out there, has a great 2015. Much appreciated. Well.
Thanks. Cheers, mate.
So there you have it, perhaps the second driest topic known to man. I don't know what the first is.
What's the first? But
I just thought I'd leave some room for improvement there. But yeah, look, it is a really important topic, and I know we bang on about it, and even more important than that is making sure that you get it reviewed regularly, because you could actually save yourself some money and not be spending money on insurance, as much as you hate it, that is not really going to do anything for
you. That's right. And also save money on your car hire when you're on holiday. So who wouldn't want that?
Bonus. And make sure you hit the show page, tradiesbusinessshow.com /25. And there'll be a couple of links there to take advantage of that cheaper travel insurance. So the next time you go to Bali and get Bali belly and have to be airlifted back to Australia, you can save some money. But certainly that car insurance premium thing, that was a bit of an eye-opener too.
And also worth getting a free review of your insurance just to see where you sit. And maybe you're okay, but maybe you're not. So you've got nothing to lose.
And it costs nothing, as we said. So thanks again to Ross for coming in. And Michaela, you're going to read out a couple of reviews. We're getting some loving on iTunes, which is exciting.
We are.
And as wanky as this may sound, we do want to share the reviews with our listeners, and we do need your help to get the word out and make sure tradies everywhere find out about the show and get some of the great resources that our guests are sharing. So let's go, Michaela. What do we got?
First one is Kylie, and she says, we're a breath of fresh air. Mm. Finally, practical advice for tradies and their wives. Blooming heck, that's gold.
I haven't even said that yet. What's going on? I thought the ochreisms were my domain.
That's right. And also from Miss Kim OJ, love this, absolute gold for tradies. Again, we're hitting the gold mark, but relevant for a lot of small businesses, and she can't wait to hear more. So that's really nice to hear we're kind of helping.
Good stuff. So make sure you hit our iTunes page and go and leave us a review, click the star rating, send us some love, leave us a voicemail on the website. Just give us some feedback. I mean, we can only get better through feedback, isn't that right?
That's right. And, you know, we want to make sure there is actually people out there actually listening to us.
That's right. But great to see some reviews there. So, again, check out the show page, tradiesbusinessshow.com/25 for today's episode. And we look forward to talking to you again on the flip side.
Bye.
Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Tradies Business Show with Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark. Want to get off the tools into true business ownership? Find out how at tradiesbusinessshow.com.